1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 8. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me.
Good evening again. From time to time, we try to bring before you a hymn and a hymn story, and that's what we're going to attempt to do this evening. I know all of you are familiar with the old precious hymn that's entitled The Old Rugged Cross. It's number 645 in our hymnal. And for over a century now, Christians of all stripes have been raising the old rugged cross as a musical standard. There's another hymnal that's called Songs of Faith and Praise, and I use that hymnal quite a bit when I put together these singing programs. And in that hymnal, around the resurrection and around the story of the old rugged cross, they offered a series of scripture readings from the New Testament regarding the cross and the crucifixion. Beginning with Matthew 27, and when they mocked him, when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. In Albion, Michigan, across from Albion College, there is a decades-old historic marker, a Michigan State historic marker at 1101 East Michigan Avenue that marks the site where the first verse and chorus of The Old Rugged Cross was written by George Bernard. The house in which he did the work later became a fraternity house and was demolished in the 1960s. It was there in about 1912 where George Bernard, an itinerant Methodist preacher, penned the immortal words of the old rugged cross. One associate of Bernard's remarked, I remember him as quite a short man, only about 5 foot tall, with gray hair. He went on to say, interestingly, Once, on an Easter Sunday, he gave his slide presentation on the old rugged cross at my uncle's Methodist church in Morley, Michigan. George Bernard spent many hours in study, prayer, and meditation until he could say, "I saw the Christ of the cross as if I were seeing John 3:16 leave the printed page, take form, and act out the meaning of redemption." In reality, though, the birthplace of the old rugged cross is not Michigan Avenue in Albion, Michigan, but on a bloody hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. This is a painting by an artist who went on a research trip to the Holy Land, and he visited a place believed to be where Christ was crucified. It was called Golgotha, or Calvary, which translated means place of the skull. This place he captured on the canvas is just north of the city of Jerusalem, a short distance from the Damascus Gate. On the opposite side of this hill is the Garden Tomb. This painting is very different from other crucifixion scenes you may have seen. Traditionally, it would be painted on top of a hill, and the crosses would be straight and well-crafted. But this artist endeavored to, in every way, to paint this scene as archaeologically accurate as possible. The Savior's body on the painting has just been pulled down from the cross and is being wrapped when the Roman guards on the right side gather. And you'll notice that there truly is a face of a skull on the side of this hill, just as he painted it. Here are some frequently asked questions and answers about the old rugged cross. Who wrote the old rugged cross? Well, we've already said George Bernard, Methodist preacher and composer, wrote the lyrics and composed the music in 1913. The song was first performed at revival meetings and quickly gained popularity, becoming one of the most beloved hymns of all times. Why is the Old Rugged Cross considered a classic hymn? Well, it's often regarded as a classic hymn due to its enduring popularity and the depth of its message. The lyrics eloquently depict the redemptive power of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, offering hope, forgiveness, and salvation to all who believe. Its profound impact on the hearts and minds of believers throughout history solidifies its status as a beloved classic. What is the significance of the cross in Christianity? The cross holds profound symbolism in Christianity, representing Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. It serves as a reminder of God's unconditional love as Jesus willingly endured the cross to offer salvation to humanity. Christians view the cross as the ultimate expression of divine grace, forgiveness, and victory over sin and death. How does the old rugged cross resonate with believers? The old rugged cross resonates with believers as it captures the essence of their faith and the depth of Jesus' sacrifice. The song's lyrics convey a sense of gratitude, humility, and awe at the magnitude of Jesus' love for humanity. It encourages believers to embrace the cross and find hope and redemption in Christ's sacrifice. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Have there been any controversies or criticisms surrounding the old rugged cross? That's another question. Though the hymn is widely loved, it's not been immune from criticism. Some contemporary Christians view it as culturally irrelevant. Others see its emphasis on the cross as misplaced. One of those, Frank Houston, wrote a song called "The Christ of the Cross," which appeared in the 1938 Methodist hymnal along with Bernard's hymn. Houston's third verse contains an apparent critique of the old rugged cross, the far more popular hymn. And that verse goes, "Let others who will praise the cross of the Christ of the cross is my theme. For though we may cherish the old rugged cross, 'tis only Christ can redeem." And a final question, what is the message of hope behind the old rugged cross? The old rugged cross carries a profound message of hope through the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross. The song reminds believers that no matter how broken or sinful they may feel, Jesus' sacrifice offers forgiveness, healing, and the promise of eternal life. It encourages listeners to find solace, strength, and ultimate hope in the power of the cross. So tonight, as we contemplate the words of the old rugged cross, we extend an invitation to anyone here who has not obeyed the gospel or who would need prayers of the congregation. We would ask you to please come. Doug will be here to receive you as we stand and sing together.